I appreciate you, Brother John. We appreciate the goodness of God. Appreciate what I feel in my heart. Well, I'm glad I know who holds tomorrow. And I'm glad I know who holds my hand. I appreciate the goodness of God and the grace of God. And brother, I need him more now than I've ever needed him. But I'm thankful that he's available. Thank God he's here to help us today. We appreciate the opportunity to stand. We appreciate Brother Hyde allowing us to have this privilege. And it is our great desire to be a help to you this morning. And you pray for me today that God would help me, for without him I can do nothing. I'd like to magnify and glorify the Father. And I hope you can receive help for your heart. And I do hope that you can leave in just a little while truly saying in your heart that it has been good to be in the house of the Lord. We'll read this morning in 1 Kings chapter 20. 1 Kings chapter 20, may the Lord help us, is our desire. As you come to 1 Kings chapter number 20, we have here what's taking place as you're fighting your place. We have a war here that's taking place between Ahab, the king of Israel, Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria. And the Bible tells us in verse 1, Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his hosts together. There were 32 kings with him and horses and chariots. And he went up and besieged Samaria and warred against it. And so as we look in the scriptures now, the Bible goes on to say that he sent messengers to Ahab, king of Israel, into the city and said unto him, thus saith Ben-Hadad, thy silver and thy gold is mine. Thy wives also and thy children, even the goodliest, are mine. And the king of Israel answered and said, my lord, O king, according to thy saying, I am thine and all that I have. And the messengers came again and said, thus speaketh Ben-Hadad, saying, although I have sinned unto thee, saying, thou shalt deliver me thy silver and thy gold and thy wives and thy children, yet will I send my servants unto thee tomorrow about this time. And they shall search thine house and the houses of thy servants. And it shall be that whatsoever is pleasant in thine eyes, they shall put it in their hand and take it away. I stand amazed at what's taking place here as the enemy has come up against God's people and they have besieged the city and began to make demands. And as they warred against it, the king said, what you have, your silver and gold, that's going to be mine. Your wives and your children and the goodliest are going to be mine. Now I'm amazed how easily the king of Israel just gave these things over into his hand. And when this took place, it's kind of like the devil. Friend, he will threaten us. He will take from us all that we will give him. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. He'll not just be satisfied with that, but he'll want more. And so when this second request is given, the king of Israel would send a message back to the king and bring word to him as he tells him he's simply not going to do this. He said, just ask a little bit too much. And so the king of Syria, Ben-Hadad, was wroth. And he sent unto him and said in verse 10, thy gods do so to me. And more also, if the dust of Samaria shall suffice for handfuls of all the people that follow me. The king of Israel answered and said, tell him, let not him that girdeth on his harness boast himself of he that putteth it off. It came to pass when Ben-Hadad heard the message that he was drinking at the king's in his pavilions, and he said unto his servants, set your sails in array. And they set themselves in array against the city. As I look at these scriptures, I'm interested, friend. It's been Hadad has made these demands. And Ahab will answer him. And in verse number 11, we'll say these words, tell him, let not him that girdeth on his harness boast himself as he that putteth it off. In other words, the king of Syria said, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. He said, but really, you've not done anything. You're talking about what you're going to do. He said, but don't let him that putteth on his harness, him that putteth on his armor, him that's just putting it on boast as the one, friend, who's taking it off. As I look here in the scriptures, as I consider what's being said here in the Word of God, as a Christian, we are commanded as a child of God to put on the whole armor of God. As a matter of fact, it's already been mentioned even today. It's important, friend, that we do these things. And friend, there'll come a day in which God will let us put it off. Now, friend, we are to put on the whole armor of God. And as I began to consider what's taking place here, the king of Israel speaks of a time when it's time to put it on. But it also speaks of a day, thank God, when you can take it off. And if God would help for just a few moments this morning, I want to deal with this subject when we lay our armor down. And I pray the God of heaven would help for just a few moments. For he said, he that putteth it off. As I'm looking here in the scripture, this word harness is another word for the word armor. And what it does, it gives the ideal of the complete dress or the complete armor. Not just a portion of it, not just a part of it, but all of it. I'm reminded in the scriptures, friend, where the Bible again says to put on the whole armor of God. And I thought about the rendering of the armor. For to render simply means to provide, to give, friend, or to furnish with. And it's important as a child of God that we understand, friend, that we are not to try to make our own armor or to come up with what we feel like is going to work. But we are to put on the whole armor of God. In other words, that which God has provided for me and you. Do you realize that God told us to do this? But he also made provision that we can do this. The God of heaven has furnished us or provided us with what we need to be able to live a successful Christian life. Now, that does not mean that it'll not be without struggle. It does not mean it will be without conflict. It does not mean that it will be without adversity. But he said to put on the whole armor of God. Hey, friend, if we fail to do this as a child of God, we will suffer, friend, defeat, and we'll find ourselves wounded by the wayside. I'm afraid there's a lot of people that say they're Christians who have failed to put on the whole armor of God. But I see the rendering of the armor. And friend, before you can ever put it off, you must put it on. Amen. Amen. As I consider the word of God here, put on the whole armor of God. As God has given this, as I look here in the scripture, friend, he said, put it on. Amen. And keep it on. Do you realize, friend, that a soldier does not set off the armor in the midst of the conflict? Am I right? Do you understand? Some people I feel like are taken by surprise. I think it's because of the health and wealth type of gospels that we hear being preached. How that people feel like that if they get saved and trust Christ, that they'll have no problems, that they'll have no adversity, that they'll never be sick, that they'll never suffer pain and heartache, that tragedy won't come their way. I beg to differ, friend. It rains on the just and the unjust. You better put on the whole armor of God. You're going to have it. Brother, I'm telling you, friend, there's a battle raging. Amen. Brother, listen, somebody said, when does it end? Brother, when we go home to be with God. He said, put on the whole armor of God. The rendering of the armor, the Lord has provided this. It's amazing what God did. See, God knew what we needed. Sometimes we feel like as Christians that we know what we need. But the fact of the matter is, I don't know what I need, but God knows. I think I know what I need. And so many times God shows me, you didn't need that at all. He said, but I've given you what you need. Praise God. As I begin to look in the Word of God, the Bible talks about how, friend, that we are to stand, having done all to stand. And it talks about girding our loins about with truth. And I really believe that's where it starts, friend. And Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. We live in a day of deception. We live in a day of falseness. As a matter of fact, friend, we really don't even know who to believe. Is that right? We understand we cannot believe our news outlets, friend. They're just ministers of propaganda. And we can't believe anything hardly we hear, much less merely what we see. Somebody said, who can we believe then, preacher? We can believe the Lord. What can we look to? Praise God. We can look to the Word of God this morning. I challenge you and encourage you, praise God, to anchor your faith upon this Word and build upon it. Praise God. I'm talking about, friend, listen, the rendering of the armor. He talks about putting on the breastplate. You understand how important these things are? Hey, what is that that's going to protect all those vital things? I tell you what the devil's aiming for. He's aiming for your heart. Isn't that right? He's aiming for your heart. That's all encompassing the mind and the will and the emotions. That's what the devil's aiming at. And if he can get in your mind, brother, he can get you. But he said, put on the whole armor of God. Not just some of it, friend. Thank God. Boy, I appreciate the Lord, don't you? That God would do this. The Bible talks about having our feet shod, the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith. Praise God. In other words, God's given us something. He talks about the helmet of salvation. Praise God. Aren't you glad for salvation this morning? Aren't you glad for the assurance of salvation? Isn't it good to know, thank God, that you know that you know that you're saved? Praise God. Brother, where would we be today without that kind of hope and assurance? Hey, friend, no wonder a lot of folk are so miserable. They really don't have that assurance. See, they struggle with it and they wrestle with it and they battle with it. But I tell you what, friend, happy day, praise God, when the Son of God came in my heart and saved me by his marvelous grace, changed my life, thank God, and rendered peace in my heart that I did not have before. I tell you what now, listen, I did some religious things before I got saved, but Brother Todd, I never had the peace of God that passed all understanding. But I tell you what Jesus did when he came in, thank God he put peace on the inside, and that's where the assurance comes from, because he, the Holy Ghost, moved in, praise God, took up a dwelling on the inside. Praise the Lord for it, Brother Keith. I don't have to go back to the day I got born again. I can rejoice in it right now. Praise God for the peace of God this morning. Oh, yes. The helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You understand how important these things are? Why is that? Because, friend, we're likened to a lot of things. We really are this morning. We understand, friend, we're his sheep.
Isn't that wonderful? That tells us we got a shepherd. Praise God. We understand we're servants. We're to work for God. Amen. We're to do something for the Lord. We understand that we're salt. And friend, listen, I want to have that about me. Praise God, that can be used of God. Not that that's lost its savor this morning, but that which is useful. But the Bible calls us the sons of God. Isn't that wonderful, friend, that we can be called the sons of God, present tense right now, and to be able to say that we have a heavenly Father. Praise God. But I tell you something else, friend, we can't get away from. We're soldiers. And brother, I tell you what, he's chosen us to be a soldier. That's what the Bible tells us. And brother, we're on the battlefield today. When I woke up on the battlefield. Hey, this day I'm going to walk through the battlefield. And tomorrow, said God, let me see the sunrise. I'll be standing on the battlefield for my Lord, praise God. But I tell you what he's done. He's rendered unto me the armor, praise the Lord. And he said, son, you just put it on, thank God. And if you'll put it on, it'll be okay, amen. Now, he didn't say I wouldn't have adversity. He said, you just put it on when adversity comes. And so there's a rendering of the armor here. You've got to understand God provided it. God has given it. I have a personal responsibility. He didn't say, I'm going to put it on you. He said, I'm going to provide it for you. And if I provide it for you, then you do something with it. And I understand we're in a time when a lot of folk don't want to do much, amen. But I tell you what you better do. You better put it on, praise God, and keep it on. Amen. See, there's going to come a day, though, when we're going to lay the armor down. Hallelujah, praise God. But I tell you right now today, thank God, he's just said put on the whole armor of God. I tell you what, friend, I want to do that. Amen. I'm not boasting and bragging now. I'm just putting on the whole armor of God. I want to stand, having done all to stand. And so we see the rendering of the armor. But then, friend, we begin to realize the reason for the armor. God has a reason for everything that he does. God has a purpose or an intention for everything that he does. God just doesn't merely do things to do things. I mean, sometimes, friend, we just catch ourselves just doing things. Amen. But God doesn't operate that way. He had a purpose or a reason. See, he told us to stand. Amen. I mean to stand, praise God. But you ain't going to stand without the armor. You need to understand that. Amen. Somebody said, why are so many falling, by the way? Could it be that they failed to put on the whole armor of God? That they felt like maybe they didn't need to put on the whole armor of God. Can I tell you something? When you began to weight yourself down with the armor, sometimes it gets heavy after a while. You ever get tired sometimes of toting the load? Amen. Sometimes, I'm going to be honest, I get mighty tired of it. Makes my steps slow and they become heavy. But he said, you better put on the whole armor of God. Amen. That's where the protection's at. See, the devil's crafty. Amen. And he's like a lion this morning. And he's walking about seeking whom he may devour. Somebody said, who's he looking at? Me and you. He's looking at every one of us. Amen. He's watching us. He's waiting for the time, friend, when we get tired of carrying the load. When we begin to set the armor aside. When we feel like maybe we don't need the helmet of salvation. When we lay the sword of the Spirit to the side. When we take off that breastplate of righteousness. And friend, just take our loins and are girded about with truth and cast it aside. That's what he's looking for. Brother, listen, he's very patient. You know what the king here did? He besieged the city. In other words, friend, they encamped round about it. They build up fortifications somewhere on the outside of the wall. Amen. And they just waited. Amen. Boy, the devil's patient. He'll just wait. Amen. He'll wait on you. He'll wait on you to slip up. He'll wait on you to get out of step. He'll wait on you to get out of fellowship. Brother, you had it right. Amen. I'm telling you what, friend, it's important for the fellowship. And I'm going to tell you what, listen, friend, it is good and pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity. You ought to understand that. You ought to strive for the unity of the faith You ought to do what you can, praise God, to promote it. Amen. Amen. You know what that means sometimes? Praise God, letting folk know that you love them, that you're glad to see them, praise God. Isn't that right? Oh, yes. Brother Keith, like you said, we're all part of the body. Amen. All of it's important. All of it's precious. And I found out when I sometimes hurt my least of the members, it affects my whole body. Isn't that amazing? Amen. I tell you what, let me mash my thumbnail. It affects my whole body. Amen. I tell you what, all the body's important. And I want you to understand that. Oh, but I see the reason for the armor, the purpose. God has a purpose in this. He wants you to put it on because he's concerned. Because, see, the devil, he wants to wound us. You ever been wounded as a Christian? I've been wounded. And isn't it something how that seems like sometimes that physical wounds heal faster than spiritual wounds? That's right. Sometimes we'll use this terminology, they've been hurt at church. That's a hard hurt to get over. Am I right? Now, I'm going to tell you what, friend, listen, that's why he said put on the whole armor of God. That'll protect your heart. Thank God, that'll guard your steps. That'll take care of you. You better put it on, friend. See, the devil would like to wound you. He just wants to hurt you. He'd like to destroy you. And I know if you're saved this morning, he cannot take away your salvation. He can't do that. You might get to the place, friend, where you're like John and wonder if he's really the Christ. You might get to a low point, but the fact of the matter is, if you've got it, praise God, he's got you. But I tell you what he would like to do. He'd like to destroy your testimony this morning. My soul. He'd like to destroy your faith and confidence in God. He'd like to destroy your fellowship. He'd like to destroy your effect this morning. He'd like to destroy your burden you have for somebody else. That's what he'd like to do. I tell you what he'd like to do. See, he's a thief, friend. He'd like to come by and take your joy. There's not a lot of joy like there used to be. I'm going to tell you what, to think that we're saved by God's grace this morning and God let us walk through those doors on our own accord. My soul, friend, should we not rejoice in the Lord? Should we not be the happiest people this side of glory this morning? That God came to us dead in trespasses and sin. Had put life where there was no life, and give us hope, praise God, that we can come in with joy, praise God, unspeakable and full of glory, knowing, praise God, our destiny sealed. Thank God it's sealed, brother. I'm just going to heaven. I promise you I am. I'm going over there. That's what God did for me, praise God. Oh yeah, there's a purpose for the armor. He said to stand. I began to look at this. See, there's a reason here. Amen. He says, just stand. Yeah, he wants to injure. He said, but you stand. You know, that word simply means to remain in an upright position. To stand. Praise God, just stand. You don't have to do a lot of things. He didn't say protest. He said, stand. Amen. That's what he said. He said, stand, having an all to stand. Amen, brother. Listen, we don't have to march on nothing. He said stand. Just stand, having to remain upright. Remain upright in your character. Praise God. Just remain upright. It means to abide. It means to continue. But he understands, friend, that if we are to stand, we're going to have to put on the whole armor of God. Put it on. Get it on. As he goes on and says, that you may be able to withstand. Withstand. Why is that? Because a lot of things come our way. I want to withstand. Sometimes you think about palm trees. Boy, they've seen a lot of hurricanes. But for some reason, they seem to be able to withstand. Sometimes, friend, they'll fend those things in the midst of the storm and they're just about laid over. But when the sun comes back out, they're still standing. And I'm going to tell you what, friend, we're going to have to weather some storms in this life. But he said, if you'll put on the whole armor of God, you'll be able to withstand. Amen. I thought about the children of Ephraim. The psalmist talked about the children of Ephraim. You know what the Bible said about them? Being armed and carrying bows, they turned back in the day of battle. I don't want to turn back. Amen. I tell you what, friend, the modern church is suffering from back problems. You better believe it's right. They've got some back problems, and turning back is one of them. Amen. That's right. There's a lot of back problems, and I've been giving a little thought to that, but there's a turning back. There's a keeping back. Amen. You better believe that's right. I don't want to turn back. I want to stand. I thought about Shammah there, as the Bible would take and record all of David's mighty men and how the Bible said he stood in the midst of the ground and defended him. He just stood. He remained upright in a time when many have turned and gone the other way. We don't live in a very upright society. As a matter of fact, friend, we as a society as a whole, they don't even know what right is. As a matter of fact, they have embraced everything that is wrong, the Bible declares, as sin, and they declare it as right. And then they've taken everything that God has declared as righteous, and they've said that that's wrong and that that's sin. Oh, but you need to remain upright. Amen. By the help and grace of God, friend, I don't want to give over to that. I want to stand. I want to stand for what's right. I want to stand for what God has put in my heart. I don't want to run, friend, from the battle. Hey, sometimes, friend, there may be some fear in my heart, but I want to stand in spite of that. And Brother Joe, stand, having done all to stand. Hey, listen, that armor was designed to protect that individual, hey, from that onslaught that would come in front of him. God didn't, friend, protect my hinder parts. He didn't plan on me turning my back on him, but he wants me to stand. He'd take a step forward. He'd go forward for the glory of God. If we'll do that, there'll come a day, praise God, we can lay her down. Amen. Oh, but right now, you better put it on.
Yes, sir.
There's a reason. Oh, my soul. I thought about as a whole, as a majority. Do you realize, friend, it's a very small percentage of individuals in this nation that we call the land of the free and the home of the brave, that serve in the capacity, friend, of guarding and serving our nation. Is that not right? Very few, not many. But I tell you what, friend, that handful, praise God, is serving and protecting. Amen, so we can enjoy the freedoms that we have. I tell you what, and I began to think about even this morning, and you look around at these little ones that are not able to defend themselves. That's why you better stand, having done all to stand. That's why you better, thank God, put on the whole armor of God that you can withstand. See, we live in such a day, friend. Can you imagine being in a time and place, friend, where people can declare, hey, friend, where a man can declare that he is a woman, and people will embrace that and say that that's okay and that's really what he is. Hey, friend, that's great wickedness, amen. You better determine that you're going to stand. Having done all to stand, you're not going to be swayed by it and pushed aside by it or overcome by it, but you'll stand having done all to stand. There are only two genders. God nailed her down in Genesis. He made male and female. He's never changed his mind. Isn't that wonderful? People used to believe that. It's not been that many years ago. When I came up, when I was a child, we never heard any foolishness like that. Amen. There were just men and women, praise God. That's all there was. There was right and wrong. Amen. Amen. But now, friend, we've crossed the boundary somewhere. We've crossed the lines that God drew in the sand. But somebody better stand, having done all to stand. Oh, my soul. Somebody better stand for these children. These young men right here, you know what they need to see? The men of this church right here, standing. Not afraid to stand. With the whole armor of God. Amen. Withstanding what's coming their way. You know what they'll say about you if you just stand for truth? That you hate folk. But the fact of the matter is we love folk. Amen. Isn't that amazing? You know what I found out about that crowd? Everything, friend, that they accuse you of is what they do. Isn't that amazing? Amen. You know what you need to do? Just stand. Praise God. Just keep standing. Unapologetically, just stand. Amen. Amen. Remain upright for the glory of God. Put on the whole armor of God. Stand. Praise God. In the midst of where God puts you and thank God. Hey, be a light for the glory of the Lord. Amen. Oh, my soul. But I tell you what, the battle's raging. Boy, sometimes it gets tough. The battle rages, friend, when the sun's up. And the battle rages when the sun's down. And the warfare continues. You know what I found out about the enemy over and over? And if you look in the scripture, the Bible said, and there was war yet again. And war yet again. You may have victory today, but there'll be a battle tomorrow. Just stand. Praise God, just stand. You know what I find out after a while? When you stand in the battle, that armor, when you first get it, boy, it's so shiny. It looks so good. Praise God. There's no markings on it. Everything about it looks good, but after you've been in the field for a while, oh my, it shows the signs of being in the battle. But you don't have to be ashamed of it. You don't need to trade it in. Thank God you just stay with what God gave you. I tell you what encourages young folk, praise God, that just get born again. When they look and can see an old soldier, thank God, that's still standing and still carrying, praise God, the sword of the Spirit. He's not traded in for another kind, praise God. Hey, he's still standing for God and right. Oh, yes. I just want to stand. Now I'm getting toward the place where I'm being called old-fashioned. And some of the guys at work that are younger, they're starting to make fun of me a little bit. That was your generation. They said, that was your generation. Amen. But I tell you what, friend, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And if God will help me, I want to stand, having done all to stand. I want to encourage you, praise God. It's not easy. Hey, listen, the warfare is not easy. Brother, listen, sometimes you get tired in the warfare. Sometimes you get weary in the warfare. But just stand. Amen. Boy, you know, they call that generation that fought in World War II the greatest generation. That's what they called them. And I don't have a problem with that. You know that many of them, they were just teenage boys when they loaded them up and shipped them overseas. You know what they did, Brother Keith? They stood. You know what they were fighting for? Everybody back home. Folk that couldn't fight. They were fighting for their brothers and sisters, for their mom and daddy. For grandma and grandpa. Amen. I tell you what, we got a reason, thank God, to fight. Thank God. Listen, let's don't throw it in. Let's don't kick it in, praise God. Hey, let's stay with it. Oh my. I just want to keep pressing forward. I believe the Christian life is a life, friend, that's designed to go forward. Paul said, let us go on unto perfection, not go back. See, the problem was, hey, friend, when the Hebrews, they were wanting to go back. He said, don't go back, praise God, go on. Amen, go forward. Amen. Boy, I appreciate the Lord. To withstand. It means to oppose with a firm determination. Amen, isn't it right? To be determined. Thank God, to be determined. And see, we've lost, everything's a little bit different than how it used to be. But do you realize what was taking place here? These men were lined up across the field. Shoulder to shoulder and shield to shield. And they stood. Amen. And the enemy came and they stood. Amen. And they would dig in. Praise God. And they'd put their shoulder into that shield because, friend, after a while, the enemy was going to rush against it. And when it hit, brother, they just stood and they stood. And the one that was behind them was helping them to stand. Amen. In other words, they were in this thing together. And Brother Jonathan, as they were pushing on the man on the front line, there was somebody behind, praise God, holding him at the same time, praise God. And you know what he knew? Thank God when he felt that hand on his shoulder, I'm not in this thing by myself. Hallelujah. Brother, we're not in this thing by ourselves. Oh, yes. Praise God. Oh, my. Stand, brother. Thank God. Stand. Praise God. In the battle, stand. Praise God. God's give you what you need for protection. He said, put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you may have success in the day of battle. I know that me and the preacher ain't the only ones that like to win. Amen, that's right. And I heard him up here talking about, friend, that he was too competitive and he just needed to get, but I tell you, it's in him. It's in him, friend, and it's in me too, and I don't like to lose. You know, the only person that I let beat me, the only person I let beat me is my granddaughter. That's exactly right. Hey, she can beat me every time. Every time we play, I'm working it to her advantage. I promise you that. I'm working it. I want her to win. But outside of her, friend, hey, listen, I'm not going to do it. And if we engage in any kind of competition, I don't care what it is. I'm going to do my best to beat you. As a matter of fact, I don't even care if I embarrass you. I'm going to be honest. It's just in me. But I tell you, I want to stand for God. I want to do that way. I want to stand. I want to fight to win. I will stand to win. I want to press toward the mark for God's glory. Amen. Hey, this is about somebody bigger than me. It's about my Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God who came to earth as a man and walked among men and went to a place called Calvary and there gave his life a ransom for many who shed his blood willingly. Thank God that we can experience the remission of sin. I appreciate God. I'm doing it for him. Praise God. Oh, we got a great captain. We got a great captain of our salvation. I tell you what he's not doing. Praise God. He's not sitting back there somewhere pointing and saying, go. But I tell you what he is doing. Thank God he's walking out before us. And he's saying, follow. Isn't that right? Follow, follow, praise God. Hey, just follow me. If we'll follow him, praise God, there'll be success. There will be victory. I didn't say there wouldn't be heartache. I didn't say there wouldn't be tears. I didn't say there wouldn't be times, friend, when you wonder, are we going to make it or not? But I promise you this, friend, we will persevere. We will make it through, praise God. There's victory waiting for the child of God. Just put on the whole armor of God. Oh, but one of these days, one of these blessed days, hallelujah, the last battle's going to be fought. Paul lived to see that day. Can I share something with you? Don't you appreciate and love the Apostle Paul? Hallelujah. Paul was writing to Timothy, encouraging him. Praise God, exhorting him. He's talking about his life. His life's fixing to come to an end. But this is what he's saying. I have fought a good fight. He said, oh, yes, I did. He said, I'm not ashamed of it. No regrets. That's what he's saying, no regrets. No regrets, brother. He said, I fought a good fight. Hey, you know what Paul was able to do one day? Thank God he's able to put the armor off. Thank God he's not boasting and bragging, not in himself, but he is boasting and bragging in the one who enabled him to do what he did by the grace of Almighty God. I tell you what, there's a lot of folk, friend, that they've never been engaged in the battle. They're just starting to put it on, and they're talking about what they're going to do, what they're going to accomplish. Oh, no, friend, but I tell you, if you'll stay with God Almighty, the good God of heaven will take us, praise God, down the trail he's ordained for our lives. As the enemy comes and adversity comes and battles come and storms come our way, he'll safely lead us through. Praise God. Oh, yes, he will. Sometimes we may feel like we've been in one spot for a while, not moving much. We may feel like, friend, we're not gaining much ground. We may look back and think, my soul, seem like we've been in this one spot forever. And Lord, we're just not getting anywhere, but God's in control of that. Because I tell you what God can do, brother. He can break through in a moment of time. Isn't that right? How many times have you looked in the scripture when it seemed like there was no hope? Isn't that right? Do you realize, friend, that the king of Assyria had come with 32 kings? Isn't that what the Bible tells us? With 32 kings with him and with horsemen and with chariots. Do you realize, friend, that God's people were heavily outnumbered? Hey, friend, they had an overwhelming force opposing them. But aren't you glad that greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world? Aren't you glad for that today? The Bible said, but thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Child of God, there is victory ahead if you'll stay with him. And I'll tell you what's going to happen one blessed day. One of these days, I'm going to get to set the armor off. Hey man, it's not today as far as I know. Hey man, today he said put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. Oh, but one of these days, thank God I'm going to fight my last battle. I'm going to cross my last field. Praise God. Hey man, and the trumpet's going to sound. Thank God, victory. Thank God the banners will be waving. God's people will be rejoicing. Can I tell you what happens when there's victory? There's great rejoicing. You know what I've seen, even friend, and to illustrate it in a carnal manner, but you know what I've seen? I've seen teams go at it. And I'm talking about till they're weary and it seems like they can't hardly go. And you look over on the bench and a lot of them, friend, are fixing to go in. They're over there trying to take oxygen and they can't hardly make it. And you see their pace is slowed. But friend, when the game is over, whoever is victorious, then an amazing, the transformation that takes place in their life. Praise God, they're hollering. And they're running, and they're rejoicing, and they're waving their hands. That's the way it's going to be, child of God. You may not be able to shout today, but shout, time's coming, amen. Oh, there's victory with the Lord. There's victory. Paul said, I fought a good fight. Amen. See, there's coming a day when we're going to lay the armor down. I'm not going to need it anymore. Amen. I'm just not going to need it. I'm not going to have to suit up. Praise God, because I'm going to be in a place, thank God, with no more adversity. Amen, no more enemy. Thank God, amen. I ain't going to have to lock the door at night. Hallelujah to God. I'm not going to have to watch my back. I'm not going to have a security camera. Isn't that wonderful? Thank the Lord. I tell you what, friend, there's a greater day coming, child of God. And I'd like to exhort you today. Listen, it may get heavy, but there's going to come a day, friend, when you're not going to have to bear the weight anymore. Amen. There's going to come a day you're not going to have to carry it. Hey, you may be weary, but there's going to come a day, friend, when all that's going to pass. And you say, preacher, sometimes I get tired of the warfare. I do too. Amen. I do too. I get tired of it. Seems like every time I look up, all I see is the enemy. Here comes the enemy, and here comes the enemy, and what next? Don't you get tired of that sometimes? Oh, but the captain is saying, praise God, just follow me. Come on, praise God, just follow me. Just follow me. And as I look back down through the years, Brother Keith, I see where God's brought me. And he's brought me through battles. He's brought me across the field. Thank God I'm still with him and I'm still going. Isn't that amazing? God has brought me safely thus far. And I am convinced he's going to bring me safely home. Thank God. Child of God, stay with him. Because one of these days, thank God, we will. And thank God, you know what we're going to do then? We're going to bask in the victory. Isn't that right? Amen. Brother, that's a wonderful word right there. Amen. A lot of people talk about basking in the sunshine. Amen. Just kind of letting it soak up and relax. You know what I'm saying? And thank God, just get all that warm feeling about you. But one of these days, we're going to bask in the victory. What a day that's going to be. Amen. Hey, listen, we're closer now to what we've ever been, child of God. We're closer now to what we've ever been. I say, stay with God, stay with God. One of these days, praise God, there's truly going to be joy. Not only unspeakable, but praise God, unending. Well, I tell you what, one of these days, we're going to lay her down. I appreciate the goodness of God. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Ms. Meyer, if you'll come to the piano and just play for just a few moments this morning. We're going to have a word of prayer.